And now, your feature presentation.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Cameron here and my co-host,
Jordan Jones.
Welcome to What You Watching, and thanks for subscribing onto our premium content here. So I've actually watched a lot. One, it's been a second since we've done one of these, and two, I've just kind of had some downtime. So do you have a list, or do you want me to kick it off here?
I have an extensive list because my cable's been weird in my bedroom.
Okay.
So we've been just on DVDs.
Oh, well, if this is a super long one, maybe we'll break it up into a two-parter. But first
off, everything I've been watching is from 2003 to 2010.
Okay.
My DVD collection.
I got a little sample of old, but I've also been doing a lot of new. I did the Edgar Wright movie, Last Night in Soho. I had high expectations for this. And again, no spoilers here. But the storytelling was still kind of... The camera works fine. The cinematography, it looks good, but the storytelling was a little off to me. It just didn't have the usual punch of his movies.
I saw that in theaters when it came out. It was around my wedding, so I saw it with Orchin, my college roommate. It missed. It was a miss.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't like the plot. I mean, I just found a lot of loopholes with it. I mean, again, it looks beautiful. It looks like an Edgar Wright movie. I was hoping for better things from the story.
I'll try not to spoil it, but I apologize if I do. Mm-hmm. It seems like the movie didn't know what its point of view was for a very long time. So as a viewer, I wasn't sure what the movie was about. I'm like, oh, so this is what we're doing.
I just found some errors with the practical like concept of like the storytelling. Like, this isn't spoiling it, but the main character kind of falls asleep and then it essentially leaves her body, time travels, and is witnessing a previous tenant of her bedroom in a previous time. But I just had a lot of questions about how it was happening.
It was a little confusing. But it does look nice. I think that this falls into expectation management.
A little bit, but I'll just say, I mean, I have the high expectations because I know he can make a really good movie. So, I mean, you know, you don't win them all. It's not my favorite Edgar Wright movie for sure, but I still love
it. It's my least favorite.
For sure.
It's my least favorite Edgar Wright movie.
But he's still one of my favorite directors. So, you know, all in all.
It's weird how even though in that movie you can be like, oh, there's some Edgar Wright in there. You know, like his quick edits. It's in there, but it's a little different.
It's still the same feel. It's just this time I just didn't like the story. And I mean, just sometimes just run into that.
There's some the digital effects they use in there. I didn't enjoy that. That actually took me out of it.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Funny that you mentioned that, though, because another movie that people really didn't like the visual effects for, I rewatched through Room 1408, that Stephen King adaptation with John Cusack.
It's got similar. It does remind me of that, which that's a big thing that's like, it feels like you're on the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, kind of. I saw it with a bunch of friends in high school, and only me and our good friend Chris Reimer liked it, and everyone was ragging on it at the time. But I rewatched it again, first time since seeing it in theater, and I like it a lot. Granted, some of the special effects are a little dumb or campy, but I still like it. I like John Cusack movies for the most part, even though I've heard he's not always the best to work with. I don't know. I enjoy it. Your thoughts?
Haven't seen it probably since like whenever it came out, you know, and I wrote it off as I'm good. I've only started the short story four times, but I've never finished it. So they missed a lot of detail in the opening scenes for me from what I read. Does this happen to you? Okay, so I'm a very slow reader.
Sure.
So when I watch the adaptation of a book, whether it be a short story or novel, in my head I'm like, whoa, this is moving a lot faster than I read. This is really nuanced and detailed in my head because I read so slowly.
Yeah, I get that.
They just blow past the details.
But you know, as far as some of the short story Stephen King adaptations, I like this. Is it the best? No, not at all. Are the visual effects a little bad? Yeah, but you know what? It has John Cusack. It has Samuel Jackson. It's a good, just scary movie.
It's not crazy to me that people make adaptations out of short stories. Mm. I mean, you've got the bones of the story and you just add what you want to the character scenes. But I don't feel like they always make the best movies. Cause...
Yeah, I mean, you have to add a lot of detail a lot of the time, and sometimes you didn't need it for the story's sake. But, I mean, it was a little extra fun that part of the reason that I watched this was because it was loosely based off the Congress Plaza Hotel that me and my wife just stayed at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, listen to the new episode of I'm Not Crazy for the deep dive on that one. So
I haven't listened to the episode yet, but I'm surprised that it was that one. Is it that haunted of a hotel?
It's supposed to be the most haunted hotel in Chicago. I mean, loosely based. There's a few rooms that they have there that are boarded up and no one can stay in. One room, okay. A wife committed suicide and killed her two children with her, and they immediately boarded that room up and wallpapered it over. So there's a few things like that there.
Would you rather stay in a haunted room or a supposed haunted room, or like a definite smoking room that somebody just smoked in? It smells like cigarettes.
Haunted room. Just did it and nothing happened and it was fine and it didn't smell bad. So, you know.
There you go. Yeah, I would choose the haunted room.
You know, as long as you don't make anything happen up here, Jordan, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine in that room, you know?
Oh, yeah, but I would definitely make something happen. In fact, I'll remember this. We went on a ghost tour in New Orleans, mm-hmm. you know, when we were kids. Yeah. And I was up all night. Any sound, I'm like, it's a ghost.
In our defense, though, it was kind of a bad hotel and there were a lot of sounds. So there was a reason also just to be afraid of humans.
But, like, looking back now as an adult, it's just people coming to their hotel late and drunk.
Yeah, it was, like, that's a ghost. It was 100% that. Ghost.
So there you go.
What else have you been watching? I have a bunch to go through still.
Oh, I watched about every Judd Apatow movie I have. Hit up, Knocked Up for the Baby. If we want to toss that in for the podcast, we can. Sure. Watch Superbad. Watch Anchorman. Watch Bruce Almighty. Yeah, I have that as a DVD. Was toying around with some dramatic ones, but didn't hit anything. I started with the comedies, did some Miss Congeniality. Yep.
Oh, I watched Miss Congeniality 2 for the first time, I think, ever, like a couple of weeks ago. Actually, never mind. I watched it for Mother's Day in honor of our mother.
That might be a sneaky I saw in the Manchester Theater.
I could see that.
It's weird. I feel like I actually saw a lot of Manchester before I worked there, you know? Just got to do something in town.
Yeah, I know.
Watched Wayne's World last night. Tonight, we got the cable back in our room. We finally got the service appointment.
Sure, cool.
But I'm still going to watch Finding Neverland a bit. I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, maybe I'm going to watch that too. That kind of sounds nice. I haven't watched that in a long time.
It's delightful, yeah.
You know, maybe that or something like it, like a Cinderella story, something, or Cinderella Man, something just gray and long, yeah.
Cinderella Man, definitely I thought about it. I don't own Seabiscuit, but Mom and Dad did. I'm like, ooh, that'd be great. So what I do with Megan is when we get to, I kind of miss it, you know, DVDs are, you're going to watch the whole movie because you can't turn away from it because mm-hmm. there's nothing else to go to. So it's nice to watch it. We've already treaded on this, but man, the title menu is never going to stop. It's just going to reload and it'll go till the, if you think the internet's forever, I argue that it's a title sequence on a DVD from 2003 to 2010.
I will argue, though, I also had a lot of DVDs that would just start the movie and go on an endless cycle of playing the movie title scene for like 10 minutes.
Oh, you know, that'd be better.
I mean, a decent amount of the movies I had that.
The title sequence to Wayne's World, which I watched last night to bed, it starts off like you're scanning through an old like TV Guide channel. It's kind of fun.
Oh, nice.
I assume that's been added on in the extra. Been toying with Dances with Wolves, but a lot of people in the apartment or house don't want to watch it. Sure. So haven't watched yet, but I am going to do Finding Neverland tonight and I'll probably finish
it. That sounds magical. You know, I just really don't have a DVD collection anymore. I mean, I have like a few, but like our family had a big one. And then I lived with Chris, and Chris Reimer, our good friend and bandmate, had a huge DVD collection that I kind of just helped contribute to in a way. So like I have like maybe 20 movies to my name now, just, but digital and streaming kind of took over by the time I needed my own.
I'd say the big difference between you and me is by the time you were an adult and living on your own, it was like the tail end of,
yeah, it was the tail everything end. Yeah.
So you probably have a handful there, but I had pretty much all of college before streaming was like available. So I got my little cultivated list. In fact, I was thinking about it. It used to be a way I could tell if, one way I could compare if I liked you or not, if you were a new person I met.
Yeah, of course.
I could look at your DVDs. I assume people do it with records or whatever, but it's like, oh, cool, we got the same taste. Or, oh, you got garbage taste.
Oh, of course.
You know? And I miss that.
It's harder to do that now. You know, I have thought about that. It'd be cool to have like a streaming app that kind of makes like a movie collection, essentially a social media platform that just shows your movie taste and what you've streamed. I want your streaming thing to be public so I know you. You know what I mean?
But it's, here's what's different.
I've watched so much garbage and other things just because it's available.
Yeah, because with all the options, you're going to choose it. But whereas buying it for yourself, you're like, oh, this is not an investment's the wrong word, but you're like, I like this. I'm going to
rewatch
it. Okay,
then how about this? How about just a rating system, and that curates you a score on how what I feel about your movie taste?
You can't uncap the well, Cameron. We all watch everything now ever made.
Yeah, and I'm that's what I'm saying. We give it a rating score. Like, was this entertaining? Was it good? Was it, you know, we'll have it different categories of how you rate the movies you've seen.
It's so different, though, than actually having the physical copy. Because the rating system, we're going to lie. We're all going to lie to people, you know? We're gonna inflate our thing. Versus, do we own bench warmers? We do. Why? I don't know. We're not going to watch it.
But that's why I think
it.
There should also be, in my rating system, it'll say things like, I've seen this at least over 15 times. I know it's not good. I like watching it. Those things like that. Or I know it's not good. You know, maybe we have different categories that they can click bubbles of and like, I know it's not good. I've seen it a lot. I would watch it again. You know, that kind of thing. That can base how I feel about some movies.
Yeah, in a vacuum, that sounds perfect, but it's not going to happen.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Is it weird, though? Do you have people... One of my college roommates who I didn't even know that well, a guy I lived with, we didn't have a lot of similarities, but we do have a very similar taste in movies. So I only lived with him for like a year. Mm-hmm. But now as an adult, if he makes a... And we don't interact. I don't know the guy at all, except we lived together, you know, like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But we're still Facebook friends. If he makes a recommendation on Facebook for a movie, I'm like, I'm going to see that because I like your taste in movies.
You've made a few of those recommendations to me, and they've been, you know, okay for the most part.
Ooh, shots fired. I'm not going to say his name.
Invisible Man was highly recommended by you from him, and I thought I was going to like it a little more.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure I said that? Well, okay.
I thought I was going to like it more.
Maybe he was wrong on that. I'll tell you the first movie he told me. He came home. He's like, hey, you got to fucking see Slumdog Millionaire. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I did. And I'm like, you're right.
Really good movie.
That's how it started. It's a good movie. Good movie. Good actor. Ooh. In fact, ooh, I was going to borrow, I don't have it, but Role Models from Mom and Dad.
That's a good movie.
They got a pretty decent,
good movie. A movie I was really counting on being good. It's a pretty new release. Came out in 2021. It's called The Card Counter. It's starring Oscar Isaac, Ty Sheridan.
Oh yeah, I've seen it recommended. Is it good? Here's why I'm a little weary of it.
Yeah.
This is, and I know you shouldn't live your life by like Rotten Tomatoes ratings, mm-hmm. but this is kind of a good indicator. If it's critics and users below 20%, it's probably a garbage movie. I'm sorry, that's me, mm-hmm. but it's just not entertaining or not good to look at. This one though is the weird thing. High critic rating. Low user rating, and sometimes that means it could be really well made but boring.
And ding, 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 ding. So let me tell.
That's why I didn't watch it.
Let me tell you, I just watched it last night actually, and I was real. I mean, I love a good card movie. I love a good poker.
Everybody
movie.
Everybody does.
And I had high expectations. I like Oscar Isaacs a lot, but it looked good. The acting's good. It lacks story again. You're like, you don't exactly know what the whole plot of it is and why he's doing what he's doing. Like, it's compelling. The characters are good and deep, but like, they're just, it's going nowhere.
I differ from you in this. I think you actually like character piece movies quite a bit more than I do. Whereas I'm strictly plot. I'm plot first and foremost.
I mean, there's
exceptions to the rules. There's some fun, like, vibe movies like, what's the high school? Dazed and Confused, movies like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously everybody likes The Big Lebowski, but I just enjoy plot more than character.
I mean, I do like a good character movie too, but just it's a card movie. So if it doesn't have a lot of those big, like high tension moments, which it didn't have a lot of, it was just a lot of card playing and character development. But I mean,
cool. Again,
good acting.
Sounds like an eight part TV show nowadays.
Yeah, kind of felt like it.
Lacking in plot. Got a strong character.
But again, it looked good. The acting's great. It just, I was just expecting a little more from it. I don't know.
Do you know what the all-time, this reminded me, great looking movie. Story's pretty much there, but for whatever reason, it's a little bit of a miss for
What's
me.
That?
And Bad Times at the El Royale. It's
because it is a beautifully shot movie. The story's pretty good. It's just
story's decently there. Maybe it's not. And there's characters. What's missing
editing,
from it?
Editing. It's a little too long. It just could have been cut down a shit ton.
Is it too long or is the pacing wildly slow?
I think both, I think, is the problem. That I think it just needed to be shorter and a lot faster moving.
Do you know what's on the flip side of that? Which I'm sure we talked about this, but it's similar in a lot of ways. The story is different, but it hits. It looks good. Pacing's good. Characters are all there. It's the other guys.
Wait, is it a movie that's bad? That's a good movie.
No, that's good. Like, it. I feel like that one's not brought up enough as a good one. Sorry. What's the one with?
I feel like you're pulling up the wrong movie because everyone likes it.
Ryan Gosling and Kurt Russell.
Oh shit, Good Guys.
Give me a second.
The Good Guys. It's something like that. That movie's great. It is. It's well. That movie's up there with me with Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It's just a really good detective noir film. Yeah, that.
But I feel like people respect that one.
I think it's called The Good Guys.
Oh, I keep saying
The Nice Guys. The Nice Guys.
Nice Guys. There you go. Check that one out if you like the Bad Times at the El Rock. You know what it is? So if there's a Venn diagram and on, or is that where you do the circles? Yep. So if there's a Venn diagram and on one side is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and the other side is Bad Times at the El Royale, you know what's going to sit in the middle?
Zap.
It's The Nice Guys.
Yeah, but no, that movie's better. That's up there. That's Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's a good movie. That's a redemption movie, you know? I mean, just for Robert Downey Jr., but...
Oh, you mean like his career redemption? Yeah. I feel like it got him Iron Man in some way, you know? He's back, and he's Iron Man, and there you go. So outside of this is a quiz, you probably don't have an answer, but I'll tell you the top two movies in my DVD collection that I'm like, I'm gonna watch it, but I've seen it too much and I'm not gonna watch it. But they were, so what I do with like Megan, or I guess anybody, I'll bring up like five DVDs and I'll be like,
you try to whittle it down. That's what I try to do.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Take one out, take it out.
Some options.
So I brought up The Dark Knight like every time.
Sure.
And everybody likes it. It's like we've all seen it too many. I've seen it too many times.
That's why we've been talking about rewatching The Batman again, the new one. We've only seen it once. It's kind of long, but it's good. I liked it a lot.
I kind of rewatched it because I used to have HBO. Now I don't. I'll rewatch it sometime for sure.
Tenet. I've only seen it once. I love Christopher Nolan movies. It was confusing, and I'm ready to...
Do yourself a favor. I've rewatched Tenet since, but... Go down a YouTube rabbit hole.
I did all the videos. I talked to you before I watched it, and then I immediately did that. So like now I have a bunch of theories and stuff. And I'm pumped.
Did you watch the YouTube things before you saw the first?
No,
movie?
I talked to you, and okay, you kind good. Of like just vaguely gave me some idea of what it was about because the previews were very vague per usual for Christopher Nolan.
Sure,
so I didn't know, but
sure.
I mean, I like his movie. Everything except for so far Dunkirk, I've liked.
No, I haven't. I've liked aspects. I just like Inception so much.
I really do, too. It is maybe my favorite movie.
It's so good. And I know people have turned on that, but they can fuck off. Interstellar loses me a little bit, especially...
It's still good, though, man. It's good.
It's good, yeah. Dunkirk.
Oh, that was a bit expectation management per usual, but, like, you know.
Yeah, like Nolan making a Christian Nolan. Yep, who knows?
I tried out that movie Spree, that Joe Keery movie that's on Hulu right now. I mean, rough plot is he's like an Uber driver who's desperate for social media attention and he can't get any sort of following. So he sets up a bunch of cameras in his car and just goes on a killing spree. It's kind of a dark, dry humor. It's not like overly, it's not gory at all or anything. There's really not a lot of violence, but... It's kind of dark funny. I don't know. It was okay. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
I probably won't watch that. It doesn't sound... Plus, I've never
seen...
I mean,
you know me. I like horror movies, so I was just in a horror mood, wanting to give it a go, but it was fine. It was fun.
Oh, I can tell you what movie I'm most excited to see, and I'll want to see it in the theater, because it might be the last movie I see in the theater for a while, because of the kid coming. Sure. But, nope. I'm gonna see.
Oh yeah, I am looking forward to that.
I'm gonna give it a chance. I'm pretty excited.
I mean, I've been a fan of all of Jordan Peele's movies pretty much so far. I mean, for sure, Get Out was the best, but
Get Out's the best for sure. And it's more just I don't like the genre. I like some aspects of what was the other one called? I even forget. Us.
Yeah, and he was connected to Candyman, wasn't he? Did he produce that?
Oh, he might have produced in some way. And I know he did the reboots for...
Oh, I actually didn't see The Twilight Zone, but I heard...
I think I saw
I heard
one episode
good to
with,
okay things that if you like Black
Kumail
Mirror
Nanjiani.
And all that other stuff.
Yeah, it felt like that. I mean...
Or did all that stuff feel like it, Jordan? You know?
No, yeah, everything seemed like, you know, really The Twilight Zone, the original ones.
Trying to think, what else have I watched going through? Oh, just
Cinderella Man. That's the one I've been tiptoeing around, but just haven't pulled the
trigger. I feel like it, for you, it's that or Finding Neverland. Those are the same categories. If you're going to do something slow.
I'm definitely... Well, the Cinderella Man is in no way whimsical, and Finding Neverland is whimsical as fuck.
True. True.
Every time I've watched Chocolat in my life, which is probably too
many...
I've
only seen it once.
What I really want is Finding Neverland. That delivered in all of its ways.
Yeah, that one's a little sadder, for sure.
Which one? Chocolat?
Kind of.
Yeah, it's depressing. It's
I mean,
not
but
whimsical.
Finding Neverland's the step further in sadness.
Yeah, you know, but... Before that, sadness is a lot of kind of melancholy happiness.
Yeah, I guess so. I caught up on What We Do in the Shadows, the new episode of the new seasons that came out. No spoilers there, but if you like the movie, if you followed the show, just as good. All of our characters are there. New funny ploys to keep people still, you know, in plot. But, you know, it's good.
Now that I've moved back home, I figured I'd watch it more through osmosis, but I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if they're watching it over at the house yet.
I do. Yesterday, I believe they were watching.
Oh, yeah. It's probably because I brought it up, honestly. I was on the phone with them, and I'm like, I got to go to watch this.
I'll check it out sometime.
Are you? You're still behind a season, though, aren't you?
Oh, I'm way behind. I like the show, but it's not in my register to keep watching.
Sure. It's my Schitt's Creek. Everyone was talking about it in the family, and I just never got to it, and I still haven't.
I support Schitt's Creek, but you have to invest the time.
That's what I heard. You know? And although I do have it, I just didn't. I don't have it for that right now. You know,
you can't be forced those type of shows. You got to watch them on your own time. My all time. I was late to Schitt's Creek, but then I watched it and I really like it. I was way late to Veep, but it's a really good show.
It is one you've been talking
Amanda,
about.
Our sister is super late to the Marvelous Miss Maisel. She'll like it whenever she decides to watch it.
The first season, get it dipped out in the second one.
You were about 14 years late to Dexter, but now you're all in.
Well, no, I was in and I bailed. Everyone knows I already bailed. I wanted to stop paying for Showtime. It was getting too much. In video game news, I've been playing a game called The Quarry a lot. If you remember me playing that game Until Dawn, that was like a choose your own adventure horror video game. This is the same creators, but this one's at a summer camp. And I mean, I guess vague spoilers, but this one has to do with like old circus freaks and werewolves.
Because so I did play that like last time I hung out at your place before I mm-hmm. moved, and because I've been so far from video games, like I still got a 360. Yeah. It was like stepping into the future. I'm like, this is too much.
And
for
I'm
me.
Behind a system.
But yeah, but I'm like, so what do you do? You're like, oh, you just kind of do it. I'm like, but what?
Well, you're like a camp counselor and you know, you're in a scary movie and just react how you would. And
I've never played multiple characters in a game. I mean, this may sound ignorant to people that game, but I'm just so far behind. I don't even, it seemed really fun, but also really time consuming.
Oh, it's terribly time consuming. I mean, it's essentially what Nicole and I do now when I get off of work instead of into a TV. Well, I need a new TV show, but I'll get into that in the next podcast. But that's kind of what we're doing right now. We just sit down after work. We'll have like a nice glass of wine or a White Claw or something, and we'll play Quarry. It's fun. And we just direct our own scary movie.
Right now, we're just, you know, unpacking and dealing with stuff we got to deal with.
Yeah, I hear that.
That's it.
What else have you been watching? Anything else?
First two seasons of Entourage. I also watched that. That was my first go-to. Because we're like, what can just keep playing in the background? And it was Entourage.
Yeah, that'll fill up a lot of hours.
Not as much as you think. There's only like six episodes at a half an hour per season.
I thought they were an hour and many
goes
more.
Goes by real quick. Nope, half an hour episodes. Oh. Not that many per season. And the first season only has like five.
So really, the movie they made is like three episodes. You know, that's like half a season.
Yeah, that's what I wish. Anytime a television show series makes a movie, hey, just give us three new episodes and don't try to tell an hour story, an hour and a half story. You guys don't know how.
Oh, I did start the Bob's Burgers movie the other night, but we started falling asleep, so I need to finish that. But I was liking it up to the point I was dozing off.
That one got good rotten. I'm not a big fan of. Or I haven't given Bob's Burgers the time to say I'm a fan or not, but I don't watch it really. But the Rotten Tomato scores on that were.
Pretty
like
good.
Crazy.
Yeah,
high.
I actually like it a lot. And I mean,
like crazy high especially for an animated show made into a movie. Those normally don't work.
Yeah, well, I mean, the show, it's a very easy watch. It's kind of our eating watch a lot of the time. But I don't know. I mean, so far the movie was staying true to the show. It was just, I mean, the animation was slightly better. It wasn't deviating too much, like a lot of them do, though. You know, it is just like a longer episode with better animation so far. Nothing's really changed.
That's what I wish The Simpsons did.
Oh, no, they went all out and overboard. Just, yeah. See, that's what so far Bob's Burgers is doing. It's just a long episode. And
that's perfect then.
Yeah, and I'm totally cool with that.
That's all I got that I'm watching. I look out my window a lot more.
Good. I
see if neighbors are
around. I did wrap up Stranger Things Volume 2. I mean, a lot of people still haven't watched it, so no spoilers here, but I just will say I did like Volume 1 of Season 4 more so than the finisher, but all in all, I like Season 4 a lot. I like Season 3 and 4 quite a bit, and I'm excited for 5. It'll be good.
Are they coming back shortly, and that's the series?
I'm not too sure. I mean, I know Netflix. There's definitely Season 5 to come, and it's supposed to be a time jump in the future to help explain their ages, but...
Oh, because they had the hiatus with, like, COVID and everything, and they all got to be 20 or something.
Well, I mean, in the show now, they're still playing, like, 14, and they're only, like, 3 years older from when it was supposed to start, theoretically, or 4 now, I guess. But I think now to explain why they are adults, they're just going to do a time jump, is what I heard. But who knows?
Yeah, sure, why not? Just do it to it. Oh, I did watch one more thing. I'll watch Stranger Things whenever I get Netflix back, but I've been without it. But I was at Mom and Dad's using their Netflix while I was doing laundry. And I watched Norm MacDonald's last special.
Oh.
So what happened was, he was leading up to special, but then COVID happened, and he, at least this is what it said on the Netflix special, he thought, like, if something happens, I'm going to record my special, and people can do what they want with it. So it's just him sitting at a computer like you and I are, and he just does his special to no audience or whatever, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, it feels not completely like stand-up because But what's interesting is to see how rehearsed he is, and you could see that that's obviously what the special would have been. And then after it, like Conan, Adam Sandler, David Spade, Molly Shannon, and Dave Chappelle just talk about it. Oh, and David Letterman. They're like, they just kind of reminisce. It's kind of like an in memoriam to him as
well. It would have been kind of nice just to maybe play that in front of an audience, and then that could be the special, still getting a reaction, you know?
Yeah, no, so I heard that they released it. I guess I assumed, I didn't read anything about it, that they would just, he had recorded it and they just didn't release it, and then he passed away. But no, he just is like, in case something happens, and he just goes through it, and it's just him. It's weird. Huh.
Yeah, I'll check that
out. And then, you know, like, when somebody passes away, it gives it more gravitas and weirdness, like when it's posted.
It's on Netflix, you say?
Yeah.
I'll check that out. I'll have some time tonight. Well, we can wrap up this episode, but thanks for listening to our bonus content, What You Watchin'. If you like what you heard, make sure you like and subscribe. You can find us on Patreon at Cult Classics Pod, or you can hit subscribe for the premium content on your podcast app if that's available. Make sure you check out Urban Hermit and I'm Not Crazy and everything going on the Majestic Jam Network.
And if you want to watch ahead, next week I'm going to be talking about Finding Neverland.
So get ready for that.
I'm 100% watch that. So thanks for
listening. Catch you in the next one.
Bye.